As we continue our journey on the Laguna Madre, we meet up with some local bird experts and enthusiasts. For several species of birds, experts say the Laguna Madre is an essential habitat. Dr. Bart Ballard is an assistant professor who directs the Waterfowl and Wetlands Program at the Caesar Clayburgh Wildlife Research Institute at Texas A&M University, Kingsville. We head out in one of his boats to learn why the laguna is so important.
It's a combination of all those characteristics. You've got this about 100-mile-long laguna that's got just expansive amounts of foraging flats. We got about 80% of the seagrass in Laguna Madre, so it's a huge nursery area for a lot of the fish actually that end up in the Gulf of Mexico. It's a relatively shallow laguna. The average depth is about a meter deep. Lots of wind tidal flats. You know, not a lot of tide fluctuations. And the shoreline is very protected on one side by Padre Island National Seashore, and then on the mainland side here by all these big ranches. So it's just a very protected area that's got, you know, lots and lots of resources for birds.
The Pacific Ocean and the Gulf of Mexico essentially funnel all migratory birds right through the coastal bend and over the laguna. Dr. Kim Withers is a research scientist at the Center for Coastal Studies at Texas A&M Corpus Christi.
Some of the shorebirds fly from essentially Arctic to Arctic. The migration is really hard on them and requires a lot of energy. And so not only do they need suitable wintering areas, but they also need suitable stopovers. And so for those shorebirds that just stop over here and then head on south, they use this place to refuel and rest. And the resources that are available in the tidal flats, on the beaches, other areas, are extremely important for their survival on the long journey.
Withers says about 80% of mortalities among bird populations occur during migration, and most of those are due to starvation, so the laguna is critical for their survival. Withers is also an expert in tidal flat ecology. She says the laguna has miles and miles of tidal flats that are constantly inundated by the laguna's wind tides and then left exposed when the wind blows the water back out. This inundation and exposure is home to a blue-green algae that has perfectly adapted to periods of time in briny salt water, followed by periods when it's left high and dry, baking in the South Texas sun.
That productivity associated with the blue-green algae then feeds the worms and such that live in the sediment, which then feed the shorebirds. And so when these areas are inundated, the shorebirds, despite being shorebirds, most of them don't like to get their little rear ends wet. And so they like the water about ankle deep. So, you know, they just want a little film of water over the top of these. And so as the water's blown out, they come in, they feed on the worms, and when the water comes back in, then they may move off for a while, but then, you know, just as quickly the water will get blown out. It happens incredibly fast.
Ask her how fast, and she'll tell you a good story about how she had to haul her boat forever, having got stranded on the flats doing research as a young graduate student when the water was quickly blown back out again. So who are we talking about exactly when we say shorebirds or colonial birds or migratory birds, and when do they pass through our area? Back out on the laguna, Professor Ballard gives us a sample.
The early migrants are the shorebirds. They usually start or kind of peak in March. A lot of the sandpipers, piping plovers come through. They actually winter here. We've got the red knots. We've got dunlins. And I've been out here and literally pushed up a flock of a million birds foraging on the flats. 3 square miles, just solid shorebirds. You know, it's just amazing. In the fall, the shorebirds start pushing through in late August and through September. Then you'll get some of the bigger species, the waterfowl, that come down later. Blue-winged teal typically come through in September. And then some of the bigger ducks, particularly like the redhead, about 80% of the continental population stays here during winter.
David Newstead is the president of the Coastal Bend Audubon Society. Audubon manages bird habitat on the islands of the laguna for Texas Parks and Wildlife. Newstead sums up the total effort of all who are at work out there.
I think generally speaking, everybody within the Coastal Bend has some sort of an innate appreciation for the wildlife of the area. A lot of times that's, I think, a little bit dormant, and needs to be encouraged and teased out of people. But I think once you can get people out there looking at and understanding the place of these different things in the ecology of the area, it leads to a much greater understanding and appreciation, and that's going to lead to much better chances for us conserving this very valuable resource.
Our look at the Laguna Madre is part of Gulf Matters, a series about the Gulf of Mexico, America's Sea, sponsored by the Heart Research Institute of Texas A&M University, Corpus Christi. I'm Shane Barker.